This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral meetings today with a counterpart in Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera. The president also held delegation-level talks. Four memorandums of understanding, MOUs, were signed in the areas of art and culture, sports, youth affairs and pharmaceuticals. India has also announced to deliver 1,000 metric tons of rice to Malawi. The president also visited the National War Memorial in Malawi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said smooth governance, fast decision-making and transparency in governance have helped attract investors and investment in NDA-governed states. Addressing an NDA leaders' meeting in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi said the NDA government is fulfilling the rising aspirations of common citizens and it has been the distinction of the NDA government to ensure last-mile delivery, which has helped build trust in the public towards the government since 2014. Calling the victory in Haryana significant and historic, Mr. Modi said that NDA secured the trust and support of all sections of society. Efforts are on to implement the Uniform Civil Code UCC in Uttarakhand. The UCC Rules and Implementation Committee constituted under the chairmanship of former State Chief Secretary Shatrughan Singh submitted its draft to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the Secretariat today. The Chief Minister said soon after the approval of the Cabinet, this law will be implemented in the state. Mr. Dhami emphasized that this law is for the equality of all and that no one needs to be scared of it. Seat-sharing formula among allies of NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi Jharkhand election co-in-charge, Himanta Biswa Sharma said, BJP will fight on 68 seats, while 10 seats were given to AJSU party. Two seats of Jamshedpur West and Tamar were given to Janata Dal United. One seat of Chhatra was given to Chirag Paswan-led LGP. Filing of nominations has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. In Bihar, the notification for the by-election on four assembly seats has been issued today. With the notification, the process of nomination has started from today. Polling will be held on the 13th of November in the four assembly segments of Imamganj, Belaganj, Ramgarh and Tarari in the state. Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini and his cabinet colleagues took charge today. Chief Minister Naib Singh said the departments will be allotted to the minister soon. After this, the outline for further work will be prepared according to the departments. The Chief Minister said that he will work tirelessly to serve the state. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today granted bail to AAP leader and former Delhi Cabinet Minister Satyendra Jain in a money laundering case after 2 years. Jain was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate ED on May 30, 2022, on the charge of laundering money through four companies allegedly linked to him. He is currently in judicial custody. The first consignment of 12 hemodialysis machines with portable RO units departed from Pipavav to Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea today. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said in a social media post that this fulfills India's commitment made at the FIPIC 3 summit and the assistance will help strengthen the healthcare system of Papua New Guinea. India has also sent humanitarian assistance to Lebanon. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies have been sent. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Russia from the 22nd of this month to attend the 16th Brazil-Russia-India-China and South Africa BRICS summit. The summit in Kazan is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. In cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently trailing by 125 runs against New Zealand. For India, Virat Kohli and Sarfaraz Khan scored 70 runs each, while Rohit Sharma made 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.